Land of Kisses and Volcanoes by Olivia Circe. Narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom Nine World Series by Victoria Goddard. At the Feet of the Sun by Victoria Goddard. Rating Mature, no archive warning supply. Pairing Arturin Damara, aka Fitzroy Ingersoll. Cleofer Kip Ndong. The island was solid under Cleofer's feet, but Fitzroy's magic was still singing around them. The soft breeze stirred his hair. Cleofer could smell the sea, the rock, the plants starting to unfurl from the earth as the island came alive. Fitzroy was smiling, giddy with what he had done. He was the most beautiful person Cleofer had ever seen. He always had been. Cleofer felt like a bonfire, like the blazing heart of a star. He was on fire, but it wouldn't burn him. He was at Ndong. He reached out and took Fitzroy's face in his hands. Fitzroy's skin was warm, and Cleofer's palms tingled with his magic. Fitzroy's eyes were wide and golden and dazzling. Fitzroy, Cleofer said softly and kissed him. It was barely a brush of his lips against Fitzroy's. Fitzroy went very still, but Cleofer could feel his breath catch, his eyes close. It wasn't quite the same as the Viceroy ceremony. And wouldn't Rodin be disappointed by the lack of telepathy? Cleofer thought dizzily. But the magic was still there, sparking and eddying between them, letting him feel what Fitzroy was feeling. Somewhere, far below where they were standing, the waves crashed against the shore of the island Fitzroy had made for him. Cleofer curled his hand around the back of Fitzroy's neck and pressed their foreheads together. Beloved, he murmured. Hesitantly, Fitzroy's hands came up to rest on his waist again. Kip, he breathed. Are you... is this? I love you, Cleofer said. It was the most important thing in nine worlds. My Fanoa. Fitzroy laughed shakily. That wasn't a set-down that time. Cleofer brushed his thumb against the corner of Fitzroy's mouth. Oh, Fitzroy said, breathless. And his lips parted as Cleofer kissed him again, lingering. Cleofer had not kissed many people. A handful of lovers over the years, none of them terribly serious. Gilly, when they were both much younger. Kissing Fitzroy was more like those early days with Gilly than anything he'd experienced since. Tentative and fumbling, uncertain, joyful and terrifying at the same time. But it was more than that, too. Cleofer did not like feeling uncertain. But he was more certain of Fitzroy than he had ever been of anything. Fitzroy was his rock, his island, his K.A., his K.A.R. too, if he was brave enough. In his arms, Fitzroy was trembling like a leaf. Kip, he said, when they parted to catch their breath. Kip, I don't... nothing you don't want, please. I couldn't bear it if it was... pity or some sense of obligation or... He was crying, and Cleofer leaned in to kiss his tears away. No, he said very firmly. He knew Fitzroy could hear the iron in his voice, because his whole body relaxed. Cleofer kissed his forehead and then his cheek. There is nothing I don't want with you, he said, feeling the clear ringing of truth of it, even as he spoke. I don't dream of kissing. Not normally, but I do dream of you. I want everything with you. Fitzroy pulled back to meet Cleofer's eyes. The light around him was catching on the water droplets in the air, the foam rising from the surf, the crystalline arches of the rocks making rainbows. Fitzroy's smile was even more incandescent than the rainbows. Cleofer's knees felt a little unsteady, but Fitzroy was holding him up. "Cleofer Mdong," Fitzroy said, sparkling. "What does one do with a new island?" "Name it," Cleofer said automatically. And then he flushed, because there was... Well, it had been a long time since he'd had cause to remember the oldest stories of the sea and the land, before even Ani and Vo'a. Fitzroy's smile widened. "It's our island." He stepped back, letting go of Cleofer's waist. Cleofer instantly felt bereft. But then Fitzroy held out both his palms, turned up, one with a shell from the bottom of the ocean, and the other an open offer, a question. Cleofer looked at the shell in his own hand, a perfect match. He swallowed hard and fit his shell to Fitzroy's. "Fanoa," Fitzroy said, his voice like a caress. "Yes," Cleofer said, and took his other hand. They fit together as easily as the shells. Later, lying on the warm rock of Navanoa, and on a somewhat softer layer of their clothing, Fitzroy rested his head on Cleofer's chest and laughed quietly. "Hmm?" Cleofer inquired. Fitzroy was solid and human in his arms, damp and slightly sticky. Cleofer was too comfortable to move. He had a suspicion that Fitzroy was cushioning them with magic, or possibly the island was. Their island. "It's just," Fitzroy said, "we were in the Vaha for months, with nothing to do but talk." "Oh," Cleofer said, and flushed. Fitzroy pushed himself up on an elbow and planted a kiss on Cleofer's nose. "I'm not laughing at you," he said. "My dear Kip." He grinned and kissed the corner of Cleofer's mouth. "My own." "Oh," Cleofer said, in a rather different tone of voice, and blushed even more. His fire was banked but still burning, ringed with that circle of flame pearls. "I was afraid," he admitted. It seemed much easier to say now. "I know," Fitzroy said. "I was too." His smile turned rueful. "I still am, actually. Absolutely petrified." Cleofer stroked his hand down Fitzroy's back, reveling in being able to touch him as much as he wanted. "What does Fitzroy Angersoll have to be afraid of?" he asked, light and teasing and only a little ironic. He knew the answer. Fitzroy laughed again. "Learning to be himself." He brushed a piece of Cleofer's hair back from his face. "Getting his heart's desire." Cleofer's heart felt too big for his body, so it was good that Fitzroy was there to share it with him. He caught Fitzroy's hand and kissed his palm, and then leaned in to kiss his mouth again. "Ask me the questions again," Fitzroy said softly. Cleofer could feel the curves of his smile against his lips, and it sent a hot thrill through him, a spark catching fire. It was not an especially familiar sensation. Not entirely, anyway, but he liked it. It was the way he imagined the Wayfinders might have felt when coming to a new shore and deciding to make a home there. "What is your name?" he asked, putting his hand in Fitzroy's hair and wrapping a silvery twist around his fingers. "What is your island? What are your dances?" Fitzroy smiled brilliantly. "My name is Fitzroy Angersoll," he said. "My island is Navanoa. My dances. He raised an eyebrow. Oh no, Cleofer said, laughing, and started to sit up. Fitzroy caught him by the shoulders, his long, beautiful fingers pressing lightly against Cleofer's bare skin. Admittedly, I am still learning the steps, Fitzroy said. It's not typically a dance one does alone. Fitzroy, Cleofer protested, but he was still laughing when Fitzroy kissed him. Fitzroy's mouth was warm and alive, and Cleofer kissed him back, held on to him, loved him. His whole body was singing. I think, Fitzroy said breathlessly, pushing him back down against the earth of their island, that my dances are these ones. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And thank you to Olivia Cersei for having blanket permission for Podfic. If you've enjoyed the story, you're also welcome to leave me feedback. I look forward to hearing from you if you do, and if not, maybe I'll hear from you on my next Podfic. Thank you for listening.